Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order. Oh my God, you have to take advantage of this. When they go to sakara.com/trashtuesday or enter code trashtuesday at checkout, that's sakara.com/trashtuesday for 20% off your first order.
All right, guys, I will see you in St. Louis, Missouri, the Funny Bone, June 3rd and 4th. Houston, Texas, June 10th through 12th. Burbank, California, here. We're going to sell that out for sure. June 18th, West Nyack in New York, 24th through 25th of June. Then I'll be in Austin, Texas, August 4th through 6th. Springfield, Missouri, August 19th through 20th. I'm going to be in, after that, Pittsburgh, Tempe Improv, Caluso Casino, Kansas City, Missouri, Irvine. A bunch of other dates are on annieletterman.com/shows.
This Sunday, I'll be in Denver at Comedy Works, the 29th, I believe. And then I have rescheduled Austin and DC. You can get tickets at estheronice.com. I can't wait to see you guys. And as always, check out my clothing line, sleepoverbyesther.com. And if you want any of these updates to your phone, text me 847-648-9098 to always be first one to know about all this nonsense.
You guys, welcome to the show. It's Annie and I for maybe about five more minutes before
before you see someone hoist themselves, a little something come and try to climb up in their chair.
Okay, so tell me, post second colonic, are you feeling a little lighter on your feet?
I feel lighter on my feet. I'm ready to fight.
Ooh.
I'm ready to knock some people out. No. I feel great. I feel so good. Also, the hormones are out of my system. I feel like I've been exercised. A demon has come out of my body. I didn't realize how rough I was feeling until now. I'm not feeling that way. I was like, I feel a little bad.
Honestly, Annie, I'm not gonna lie, between yesterday and today, it looks like you've lost 10 pounds.
I'm not kidding. I think I have, and there's still a turd in here. It's not gone yet. Also, all of the egg shit that I did and the TMJ stuff I'm doing, they have me on this strict diet. So all of that was just all hormones.
Yeah. So you were just bloated, but you actually weren't gaining weight because you look kind of slender.
Watch me in a week. See what happens in a week. You're going to be like, Esther looks fat next to her. Ew, Esther, did you gain weight, you fat pig?
Can we just tell her that anyways when she gets here?
No. Oh my God. We're losing her. She's disappearing on us.
She's so petite. She's so small.
I don't know if I want to release this into the world, but I did start working with a new shaman. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same shaman, but we're starting to do deeper work. And I had to like boil a bunch of different herbs and stuff and put them in a bath.
Can I ask what herbs you're using just to make
sure? There's a bunch of different.
Hello. Little baby.
Hi. Wow, late. So rude. We have to because I have a heart out. I'm the Esther of the day.
Well, I was told to come at 12:30.
Yeah, it was 12:30.
Is it 12:30?
We haven't said anything too important.
We did, actually.
What did I miss?
We talked shit on you the whole
time. Annie and I were contemplating, because you're so tiny and petite, if we should call you a fat pig.
Well, the reason we would call you a fat pig is because I'm now getting so skinny that you're starting to look a little big.
Oh my God, you fucking bitch.
You're starting to look a little thick.
We can't be comparing.
I'm so sorry, but I lost 10 pounds in one day. So
I'm so confused. I was told 12:30. I just want the audience to know I'm here on time.
I've been here on time the whole time too. They've always fucked it up.
Esther, we literally started a minute and a half ago.
No, I just have to leave.
Annie, you know that people, you talk about shamans so much.
I know, but here's the thing. With ayahuasca shamans, this guy's not an ayahuasca shaman. He's done ayahuasca and stuff, but he doesn't promote it. But my ayahuasca shaman, they'll find you. It's weird. Ayahuasca's like that. You can't like seek them out. Well, you can kind of seek them out, but you can't have mine. My boy is special.
You hear that? Person.
I mean,
asked
you
me.
Too could.
We Esther, could. I love those pants. Yeah. Are they the
Cookman? Yeah.
Yes. The chef pants?
Yes. Which I don't even know what does chef pants mean, but they're so great.
I imagine they're just hardy.
When you put
pants.
Them on your pussy goes or your asshole. Maybe it's better.
What's amazing about these pants is that Carlos and I are the same size. So it's like, okay, if he orders one color, I can try them on to see if I want them.
It's just Carlos is a man. It's just so weird.
And I'm a very small girl.
You're the smallest of all girls I've ever seen.
Oh, but that you finally have what I have with Bobby.
Yeah. I mean, we don't live together and we're not dating, but we are like best friends.
Do you guys share underwear?
No, we don't share underwear.
See, then you're not doing it right.
Ew, do not share underwear with him.
Absolutely.
Even though Bobby did like the smell of Carlos's underwear.
He really did, didn't he?
They had a thing.
Wait,
that it was real.
I believe that.
Like, you're flirting with him, I know, is to take back the night, because I think the affair is there.
It's that just not real. With me, it's with Bobby.
It's just now.
And then me and you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we wanted, if only like, if that wanted. Was like something that made sense.
How could
at the
those
time?
Titties be so like high and tight like that?
Thank you.
Esther, your titties look heavy today.
Thank you, guys. They're really.
Are you premenstrual?
Possibly.
What does that mean?
Oh, no, nothing. It doesn't mean that. Don't worry.
I was going to say earlier, is it weird to be the same size as both Carlos and your miscarriage?
Oh my God.
I waited it out and it didn't make it better.
No, like you've been waiting to make miscarriage jokes for a year and now the floodgates are open. By the way, they are open. I'm fully receptive.
Well, did you see someone said that we should make shirts that say keep
miscarry
calm,
on.
And miscarry on and
yes.
give proceeds to like Planned Parenthood or something?
Yes.
Let's
oh,
do that.
That's smart. Really
some of the proceeds. Some go to
Esther.
Look at her.
Yeah, the Trash Tuesday Fund. Let's start.
Imagine if Annie and I were making money off your miscarriage.
I've
been waiting
true.
For a year. This has been
like dream come true. Are you kidding? Wait, now I'm like, should we start a Trash Tuesday charity that where we donate to organizations that are Trash Tuesday friendly? But I'm
ooh.
Like, what is it?
But then we also kind of get a beach house. Don't all, like all charities, like someone ends up with like a sick
yes.
house.
Well, all charities are a scam. I'm like pretty sure.
Well, I think you only have to give like, what is it? 2 or 10%. It's like something so low.
Well, because, yeah, it's like you can, like, create jobs for people because then they just get paid off of the charity money. Like, it's just the whole thing. I don't know.
Look at my socks.
Skims.
Are those Skims?
Yes, baby.
Wow.
I think that people, the things that people hate about us the most are that we like Kim Kardashian and that we like abortions, maybe? I don't know.
Some people say Kim Kardashian is an abortion, which we would never say. But it is, like, it does kind of, like, there's, like, a... One of those circle
diagrams.
A Venn diagram. Thank
I see
you.
The pros and cons of having someone like Kim Kardashian in the zeitgeist.
Is that
everything.
Her ass?
Yeah.
Are you washing it?
But I see the pros and cons. I feel so neutral in neither way about her, but her products are great.
That's exactly how I feel. I don't like her or dislike her. I think I was very against the Kardashians in the beginning because I'm a little bit of a hippie, even though I like the spray tans and stuff. And I don't judge. I try not to judge people on what they choose and stuff. But I think for what I think the human experience is to like accept your flaws and love yourself
yeah.
for who you are. And then like, they just reshaped butts and then stopped shaping them like that after these girls went and got like these giant asses. Now their asses are getting smaller. I'm like, oh, boy, there's a lot of big bootied girl is getting 2 seats on the plane now.
Do you know that I had to spend triple the amount to remove my implants than what I paid
Are
for
you
them?
What?
I paid $8,000 for my implants and I paid $24,000 to
no.
get them removed.
That's not, it
Did you
come
get them
with?
In the Philippines?
No. You guys.
Did
I
you pay
had
in
to,
shells or something?
I had
$8,000.
Repair my.
Kalila's currency is seashells.
Oh, that would be so
Wait,
cute.
Wait, is that how George pays you in
he
seashells?
Does.
Wait, also, should we bring the conch shell necklaces back? Are they already back? No?
They've been back. The puka shells?
Oh, but
they
so
kind of came
oh,
back.
Oh, you are a surfer, though. You're like.
I'm not a surfer.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a surfer.
You surf the bottom of the ocean with a spear and you murder fish.
Wait, also, you know how to surf a little bit.
If
I
you
just
know how to surf, you're a surfer.
That's
By
not
the
true.
By the way, I've gotten up twice. Still not a surfer.
Can exactly.
You,
Thank
what
you,
is
Annie.
Your, will you do it again?
Do you want to know why I hate it?
Yes.
And I vehemently hate it. And I'm like kind of disgusted with people that are like, no, bro, it's the best. Hang 10. Fuck you. hang yourself. Listen, it's...
Okay, our friend did that, so...
Just kidding, it's how we cope.
You would have been a good surfer, hit that big chest.
Don't even get me started on how hot his body was. There was a summer where all I could think about was his athletic body.
It's so
Ooh,
sad that Carlos
Brody's
can try
body?
And try and try and he'll never have Brody's body. All he'll have is that bald, bald head.
Oh my God.
The worst part of Brody. Not
Brody
the
had a great stature. Yes, I will co-sign.
Like, imagine being a young lady in comedy and you're surrounded by all these like fat slobs. And then Brody, who's obviously so mentally ill and unstable, but it's like I hiked with him every day and would just
obviously,
stare.
He's mentally ill. The person would hike with you every day.
I would just stare at that body and I'd be like, I'm confused.
And he had the salt and pepper.
And he was so fat. His legs were so long. Mm-hmm.
Do you get that he was hot?
Oh, Brody was attractive.
Do you?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Baseball player. He's a baseball player. Yeah. He's an athlete.
I would say I've dated 5 baseball players. So, like, I'm a cleat chaser. Wait, Brody hit the bill.
You know that I famously.
They call her the dugout. Famously. Because they dug her out.
I have a strong stance that baseball players are the hottest of all athletes.
Yeah.
They have like those leg muscles.
Thick legs.
Yeah, they're just, I'm getting straight.
Getting real straight. My straight side is breaking my heart a little bit.
Her tits are lifting. They're getting higher and higher and higher. Look at that. Why is it, what's that split? The 19? Waiting for Esther to come grab those balls.
I think I know why too, because they're a little bit. This is not in a bad way, a little bit sloppier. Like, you can be a thick baseball player. You don't have to be the super ultra fit.
That's right.
They're tall and their asses are very round.
Yes. They're thicker. Well, you can be.
I don't think they're that thick. I find some of them to not be thick. Look at that ass.
Okay, that's like a little much.
That's a tabletop.
Me, but that's Esther, little
Kim that looks K. like the Kim Kardashian break the internet picture, but you're the glass. Make it, someone. Make it.
It's so weird for me to hear you be like have attraction to a comedian, because I always view you as someone that views all male comics as like so unattractive,
except the hideous ones I dated.
Oh yeah, never mind.
So funny.
Is this a dangerous game to play? Should we rank our top three hottest?
No, wait, yes! Listen, wait. I wanted to say like there's this thing called chuckle fuckers. I don't know if people at home know about them.
I think they do.
They're girls that really, really like to fuck comics, and they will do anything to get on those knees and suck those microphones. Right. And
no judgments.
No. We love you. Please take the dick heat off us. I don't like to go down to the open mics no more. But wait, what was I going to say about them?
I don't know, but you look hot today.
Super hot.
You in the glasses, like, and that side.
Because I lost 40 pounds getting the shit sucked out of my ass.
You really did?
No, you didn't.
I'm not promoting it as a weight loss thing. I literally was bloated from my, and the hormones are getting out of my system.
It's so the glasses and the eye makeup.
I know. Isn't it cute how I started doing my eye makeup?
Mm-hmm. I'm low-key trying to copy you.
Do you want to know what the look is?
Yes.
It's called Meforia.
Annie, I love it.
I would put crystals on, but it takes too long.
Well, wait. What were you going to say about...
And to remind everyone, she doesn't have a uterus. She has a meterus.
I have a meterus, yes. Which sounds meaty. But you know what? Yeah, I do have a meaty uterus.
Meterus, yeah.
It's a meter of...
An iterus?
Okay, so there are some comedians that are a little newer in the game that are kind of, they're hybrid chuckle fucker and comic, like open micer and chuckle fucker.
Is it girls or
Yes.
Okay.
And one of them is a champion of the cock, okay? She's gotten all the cocks. And we played a game called Pin the Cock on the Comic, and she would show me the dick pic and I would try to guess which comedian it was.
Shut up!
And some of our friends of the show are on there.
Wait, who?
Frenemies of the show.
Who's the girl? Do we know her?
She's like a suicide girl.
No.
But she does like, you know, like sex stuff online and stuff.
Cool. I love that she shared that game
with
you.
But it's the funniest game in the world. But also the top hottest comics. It's
just three. You're three.
I find them all physically disgusting now because I kind of like got that out of my system. But I go on funny, so.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that in so long. I have no sense of who's hot.
It's just hard too, because one of my favorite comedians.
Play the game, you guys. Okay, come on.
One time I went on the road with one of my favorite comedians who I thought I might have like a daddy thing with. Mm. And his teeth were so dirty that I was like, this is a comic.
Oh, that's a...
Like cruddy, like teeth, where it was just like, oh, I don't like a comic.
I don't like white things here.
No, it's Jewish old man, like white film.
Alex Edelman.
I think it's everyone. I think if I didn't take mine out, I'd also have it.
But it's really...
No, there's like it's a saliva-y type person.
It really is heavily associated for me with Jewish men and myself.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to claim this. The white...
That you're a Jewish man, finally?
I mean, yeah, like who's a hot, hottie comic?
I'll name you my three.
Is Bobby Lee one of them?
Yes. Yes. There's,
yeah, Bobby's the best.
I honestly, when I first heard his voice, you know, Bobby is a smaller guy, a short king, but his voice is really booming. The way he talks, his style.
His energy.
Is impeccable.
Actually, I'm like, oh my God, Bobby's energy is so fucking hot.
But are you guys into like an Amir Kay? Do you like the long hair?
Yes. Yeah, Amir Kay is good looking.
I love Amir. I love him.
And he's a boat guy. Doesn't he live in a boat?
Does he?
I think so. Or owns a boat. Dude. Amir Kay is very attractive.
I like a long hair vibe. I like the hat. He also went on like a positivity kick at the same time. We kind of like flipped our scripts. And then I got in a fight with him. He was like, dude, you're supposed to be positive. And I was like, oh yeah. I got mad. We were like bumping each other on a show.
One time we were both opening in La Jolla at the Comedy Store together and we shared a room in the condo. And I'll never forget, I woke up early and I was in the bed next to him. And he looked over at me and I was eating my Luna bar and I was like, breakfast in bed. And he just always makes fun of me for that. That was like our sleepover moment. I love him.
Oh, I thought you were telling us the day Brody passed away. That's why he killed himself. He rolled over.
My second is controversial next to Bobby.
Okay.
And I just find him to be, I like the brooding kind of like, fuck this life, fuck everyone. And that's Mark Maron.
Mark, honestly, maybe there's a hair situation.
I don't know what it is.
No, there's something so weird. And Mark, okay.
We love hairy
men. Okay, Lynn, his dearly departed, beautiful, gorgeous, absolutely amazing, talented, unbelievable. Angel.
Wonderful person. Just best everything. Favorite.
We used to talk in the green room like, why is he getting like hotter? He's so mad. Why is he getting hotter?
There was this one episode he did of, I forget the title of the show, but he did it with Emily Ratajkowski. Did you see that?
No.
And they had like a sex scene and everything.
That's so funny.
And I could not unsee that. And I cannot look at Maron.
Wait, what like, is that in? I need to watch that.
It's a show. It was a show on Netflix. It was out of Chicago.
I know. I think I know what it is.
What is it called? I forget.
Was it Glow?
No.
It wasn't. I love him on Glow. I feel like
it was a Joe Swanberg show.
He's definitely like a daddy issue thing, though.
I don't know if I see him as a daddy, though. I just like
I guess you're right. There's no
energy of like.
You know what's funny is that after I did the road with him this year a little bit, I was telling Carlos, I'm like, I think Maron is like a good expander for you because like, I could see you being very Maron-like at 50. Like, I was, like, trying to connect them as, like, a good path.
Carlos?
Yes, because they're both skinny men. They're both, like, on their own. There's something there.
I want to just give you one of the tasks that Carlos does, and I want you to imagine Mark Maron doing it. Carlos goes to Irawan and grabs his bananas. Can you imagine Mark Maron going to Irawan and grabbing bananas.
Carlos is working up towards his mirror.
He like married another comic. He dated a bunch of comics. Like you can just see he knows how to get like female comedians.
He can insult you the right amount. Pete, can you put in Emily Ratajkowski and Mark Maron?
Good luck spelling that.
There's a J before the K, believe it or not. Mark, it's Rataj and then Kowski.
He's definitely a male comic that talks to females and isn't like, you know, there's certain guys that they don't want anything to do with you, but he's always been like a good advice giver.
Too. One time I hugged him, like I hadn't seen him in a while. He goes, you still with your boyfriend? I go, yeah. And he's younger than me.
Look at that. That's them.
Whoa.
And the show Easy.
That is interesting.
Yeah, she is a blonde on the show.
That is pornographic for me personally. Wow.
I wouldn't like do it though. I don't actually have these feelings, but I can understand them.
No.
I want to just be clear.
Alternate reality,
By
guys.
The way, this is like the worst. If this was the reverse and guys were talking about the hottest, right. Which they do all the time, so it's mm-hmm. fine.
Do they? I didn't get the Google alerts. can we?
Palila, who else is hot?
Those are my three. Oh, I'm sorry. My number three is known to all, which
Look
is Jamar Neighbors.
Oh,
Look
yeah.
at Greg Fitzsimmons.
Wow.
Oh, whoa. My God.
I think Greg Mark's
is so cute
right here.
I think Greg Fitzsimmons in this is the hottest male comic.
Yeah. Wow, that doesn't even look like him.
Because he has hair.
Oh.
Greg Fitzsimmons is my number one favorite guy, I think. He's my favorite comedian. He's always funny. He's not a piece of shit. He's a good family guy. He's just so funny and so cool. He's always fun to be around. He never takes things personally. He's great.
Amir Kay is definitely on my list because he's so funny. He's fun. He's good looking. Like, he's definitely on my list.
Mm. Number two.
Jamar's too. Like, Jamar is
Jamar is a crazy person.
He's a crazy person. He's our mentally ill friend.
Yeah, but I think
they gave him the Brody spot. Okay?
Like, Jamar is, like, so... Jamar's, do you know that?
wearing more hair pieces than me, okay?
Have I told you guys a story about how we did a student film together like 13 years ago? And he was walking me down the aisle and he was supposed to like hand me off. And he literally just unscripted dipped me and gave me a big kiss.
Oh, that's right.
And because it's Jamar and we've been friends, I was just like, this is hilarious. I love you.
Okay. That just reminded me of one of the hottest male comics. He did pass away. Can you look up Kevin Barnett? Kevin Barnett was drop dead gorgeous. And because we did a scene where we had to make out and something.
You did?
Uh-huh.
He was I didn't know him well, but he was on an episode, of Adam Devine's so house cute. Party with me. Mm-hmm. He's cute.
So
cutie.
Hot. His like last picture was so weird and epic. It was so eerie how good. It's like him in Mexico.
In the poncho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Right.
And yes. Who else is hot? I don't know.
Look at that. I used to always make fun of him because his brother, Corey, like works out a lot. Kevin's hotter than him, but I always would be like, Corey's hotter than you. It would hurt him. Oh, I had fun with him once. We went to the Comedy Central. There was Comedy Fest in New York and we went to the Comedy Central party and they were sponsored by Klondike bars. So they had all these like a refrigerator or a freezer full of Klondike bars. And then me and Josh Rabinowitz, his friend, started just slapping. Every time he was about to take a bite, we slapped it out of his hand to the point where there were none left. Like we made sure and I'm like, well, now that he's dead, it's not as funny, but it was funny.
Do we have any questions, Pete, from fans this week?
Yes.
Oh, also let's start Photoshopping us, babies. We should get some fun Photoshops. Mm.
I'm so grateful for BetterHelp.
Yeah, I feel like we better helped our lives.
Yeah, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy because we all have struggles, all of us.
Yeah, Esther just getting on the chair, honestly.
Yeah, and getting off without ants crawling all over me is hard sometimes.
Also, we each had a PTSD flare-up on this episode.
Did we?
We sure did.
It's actually a PTSD flare-up.
Sorry.
I feel so guilty. No, it's fine, but it was... I felt good about it, and I will be talking to my BetterHelp therapist about it, though, but I feel okay.
You guys, BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
And it's so much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. I love the journal feature. These past couple weeks have been a little bit overwhelming for all of us,
yeah,
wouldn't you say? And that journal feature has been maxed out by me. I am writing down my thoughts, you guys.
Yeah, people have, you know, speaking of thoughts, people have so many thoughts and opinions out there about our experiences with our bodies.
Try BetterHelp instead.
Yeah.
Every time you're about to comment something mean, instead, talk to your therapist at BetterHelp.
Because this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Trash Tuesday listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/trashtuesday. That's BETTERHELP.com/trashtuesday. Let's talk about Manscaped. You guys, they just relaunched the Ultra Smooth Package. It's back, baby.
Yes, baby.
And look, guys, we don't mind hair. We just want you to show us you care a little bit by cleaning out certain areas.
Grooming.
I know you like to think of us as kitties, but we don't want to be coughing up hairballs.
They're now bringing back your new favorite razor so you can be set and trimmed front to back. This is the durable yet sensitive razor that's perfect for him and her.
I would actually do back to front, Esther.
Say back to front.
If I was you.
Okay, thank you so much. We are so excited to offer you guys a discount from Manscaped. You can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code TRASH.
So like Esther said, they've just relaunched an Ultra Smooth Package. And in that Ultra Smooth Package is your handy lawnmower 4.0, the crop exfoliator, the crop gel, and the crop shaver.
Which was designed for shaving the groin area with confidence. Three precision blades include extra wide lubricating strips and a pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience.
Ooh, they said lubricating and pivoting head? About to slide off my chair.
You guys can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com. That's 20% plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com. Get smooth with the relaunched Ultra Smooth Package from your friends at Manscaped.
Hey guys, this is Jessica. So my question is, thinking back on past relationships, was there something about an ex or something that they did that was just so weird and bizarre but you just looked past it because you just really wanted that relationship to work out. For example, I dated a guy who genuinely thought he was a werewolf, and we dated for like 2 years. So, I mean, I don't know what that says about me, but yeah, that's my question.
Says you dated Marc Maron.
What? Wait, that is so weird that she was okay with him thinking he's a werewolf.
I mean, how narcissistic do you have to be to think you're aware? You're like,
that is narcissistic. You know what else is narcissistic? I actually love Travis Barker, but I heard in an interview recently that he was like, I always knew I would be in a plane crash. And I'm like,
ew.
Everyone thinks at one point.
Also, then you made the plane crash. Way to go.
Like, there are people being like, I was supposed to die by 25.
Well, remember when Trump got elected? People were like, I knew he was going to get elected. It's like, oh, so, okay.
But you guys realize these are all people who probably believe in manifestation. Fuck. Stuff that you love.
Well, I was going to say, if he was like walking around saying his plane was going to crash. Okay.
But my manifestation is not just like, oh, I'm making up a concept. It's more like, I want to start this podcast, so I'm going to do it.
I think your idea of manifestation is more like intention setting. Goal setting.
That's right.
And then, yeah, like I, but knowing something is going to happen, that I think kind of leans more towards a messiah complex, where thinking you are put on this earth to be this greater being. And it's like, no, you're just a human.
Yeah.
Be human.
You're a little animal.
I have a friend. Yeah. I have a friend that always says, he's like a little, you know, cuckoo, but he's always like, I always imagine myself like walking like, with all these people following me, like into the woods, I was always like, were you in a hospital gown? Like, okay. But it's also like, just work on yourself.
Well, that's how cults start. It's this self-belief that you are, you know, above a certain, you know, above us peasants. You know what I mean? Like, that is narcissism.
In terms of overlooking something in a relationship because you like the person, I guess for me, this is a very me answer, but when I started dating Tony Hinchcliffe, he didn't have a bank account and he was 25 years old. And I was like, this is insane.
Oh, I thought you were just saying overlooking that he was Tony Hinchcliffe.
And I took him to Chase Bank on Sunset Boulevard and I said, this man does not have a bank account. They're like,
did they arrest him?
And I got into a fight with them. I'm like, how is he supposed to get a bank account if you guys won't give him one? And I like had to talk with their ear off.
They were like, listen, little kid. Must have looked so little at that point.
Oh my God, 14 at best.
Just screaming at them.
And they gave him a bank account.
Did they give you like a stool or like an Apple box to step on?
I'll never forget that. And it's funny, like, yeah, he had, but I'm proud of myself that I committed to him and I helped him get the bank account.
I mean, look at him now, way richer than you.
So yeah, maybe I should have like, I should.
His cowboy hat costs more than your whole outfit.
I believe that.
What about you, Annie?
I dated a rollerblader for 3 full years.
Oh, that's right.
And he would like, but you don't understand. It got in the way of our lives. Like we would like, he would be staring into playgrounds. I was like, you look like a pedophile. He's like, no, I want to slice the staircase or whatever. I don't know what the words were, but I was like, it was just so.
So you weren't into it when you started. It wasn't like, oh, it's kind of hot.
He was like kind of good at it. He would come home, like he would break his phone. He'd come home crying. He just cried a lot. Honestly, there was a lot of weeping and just, he was just a weak boy. So he'd come home all broken up. I'm like, everything clicked. Like, you know how my jaw clicks? Like his knee would click. I'm like, why does your knee have TMJ?
Did he wear all the appropriate embarrassing dorky?
No.
Oh no.
Cool guys don't do that.
I would, by the way, just want to throw this out there. It would be a really huge fantasy of mine to rollerblade sometime. I haven't since I was little. So if anyone wants to.
Gladly. I have a pair of rollerblades.
I think I bought some and I haven't opened them yet, but I would.
Do you know what I like?
Guys.
I like the idea of you rollerblading is literally us just pushing you. You're gonna go like this.
I want to be on a string. Pull me.
We have to do Trash Tuesday excursions. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's rollerblade.
Is there like a rollerblading rink? Like,
I want to learn
of
more
course.
Like.
There's a skating rink.
I want to learn how to hold my breath longer too.
Yes. I can take you guys to the pool. We got to teach Esther how to swim. You guys, I dated a really shitty artist who thought he was a great artist.
It's so bad.
And he would really, really, he was just had a very poor self-awareness of how shitty he was.
He was hot, though.
He was really hot. and I couldn't really say anything. Wow, that's amazing. Oh my God, keep at it. And he wanted this career as an artist. And soon after that, I was like, there's just no way to go. There's nowhere to go from here.
It's really hard when you don't believe in the person you're with. Like, oh, that is just not going to work. Like, I've had little flings mm-hmm. with people that I was like,
mm-hmm. No, I can't. I don't want to be embarrassed of you. Like, if we're dating, I don't want
to
be like,
you have to feel cringing. So proud and supportive. Yeah. Like
that. And it's not right either to feign support. Like, in agree. That situation for me, I was not even being like, you know, I wasn't being honest. I was like, yeah. Oh, that's amazing. That's yeah. amazing. No, like, it's a, but I didn't feel that way.
Because I wouldn't want that. Like, I wouldn't want to be with someone that didn't support and truly believe in what I'm like. Now I'm like, Dave, well, remembering the time you told me that I should look into becoming a paralegal.
Wait, that's not no, bad
said
advice.
Paraplegic. He said, you barely walk, just do it. Just end it. You really do not listen. I'm shifting all of your trauma.
Genuinely, Esther, I think you would have made a great lawyer.
Paraplegic.
Paraplegic lawyer.
Oh my God, you rolling into court?
Imagine as a British barrister where she has to wear the hair on top of it too. Oh Esther, God. Somebody, can you guys create that art? That was a really good question. I know. That really, I had to dig deep there.
I know.
Also, okay, so that same rollerblader guy uh-oh. Kept saying he wanted to do comedy, but he was not a funny man.
Oh no.
It was like he
were
saw
were you doing
me
comedy at this
yes,
time?
Yes, I had a TV show on E! I had like oh, my little God. Show, everything. He like, he just fancied himself and it would, he would be like, I remember the joke he wanted to do was about washing his cat. I was like, I want you dead. Every time he would try to talk about it, I would go in, I would go, I'm making a smoothie, I can't hear you. And I would just push the grinder. There'd be no food in there. I would just push it. I'd be like, I am making a smoothie. And I felt so bad because if he like, to be a comedian, you have to do it the open mics, right?
Yeah.
So if that's his dream, if I'm a good girlfriend and I want him to live his dream, but it's like, this is not your fucking dream. You would be doing it every day if it was yeah. your dream. And then so it was like, I had to like, it just hurt as an actual professional comedian that performed multiple times every night, my entire career, sacrificed everything in my life to do it, just worked, would wake up in the morning crying blood, just screaming, I want to be funnier. To have him just be like,
crying
blood. I just know I could be funnier than all these comedians. Like, you're not funnier that than the worst comedian. You're not funnier than the worst comedian.
So annoying. Yeah. And honestly, something that I think that comes up in our business a lot is like people that know us, see what we're doing.
Oh.
And like, by the way, absolutely go amazing. Do it. Go. But I think when you've really done it the hard, real way of like open mics three times a night for years and years, and like, and then you see people trying to just dabble, you're like, I don't know how to help you. You want me to help you? I don't know how.
Yeah, I'm not writing your fucking joke.
This is something that like, you, it's all up to you. I mean, that's why there's one person up there on stage. Like, if you want help, do improv right. or a group. Mm-hmm. But like, it's all on you.
Hello, Slug Mamas. Michael, and my question is, so let's suppose each one of you has to get the other two a tattoo. What would it be? And also maybe where would you put it? Love you guys and greetings from Germany.
Oh, sweetie pie. Cool. I love him.
I know.
All right, Michael, ich will dich ficken. That means, can I use the restroom in German?
Michael,
very impressive.
Ich liebe dich.
No, it means I want to fuck you. That was just a joke I do in front of German
ich
people.
Ich liebe dich is I love you, right?
And Michael, I will fuck you for safety. That's me being a Jewish girl talking to a German Nazi soldier. And that's a role play that maybe one day we'll do.
And you can hide her in a trunk. No one will find her.
Okay. Tattoo. Definitely. I'm giving you both a tramp stamp.
Okay.
Because I literally, they're coming back and I want one.
I have.
Just to be clear.
Wait, can I ask you guys if what I have is already a tramp stamp? I don't have a centered tattoo on my
back. Are you
going to
talk
back?
About the semen on your back?
That's
getting tattooed on
that's
you.
That's a back
that's
piece.
That's my tattoo.
They don't call those tramp stamps. They call those back pieces. That's everywhere. It hit my head.
Yeah, let's just say your tracks were showing.
Okay, so I have it was one that I picked off a wall when I was 16 years old in Las Vegas, but it's not centered. It's to the right of my lower back, and it's a dragon.
Can we see?
Yeah. Is this a tramp stamp?
Really dragging this on.
16 years old.
Bend over, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cute. Oh,
that's so hot.
But it's a tramp stamp, right?
It's not. A tramp stamp is right in the front. It's right in the center.
It's really? Kind of like the coolest version of a tramp stamp.
Like you knew that you were like, I don't want to be like hacky. So you put it to the side.
Annie, I don't think that was my line of thinking because I picked the picture from a wall. The wall art.
How old were you?
My first tattoo was by a man. His name is, he calls himself Injun Joe. It was in Las Vegas. I got my mom to sign my papers for me. Because my sister is going off to college at UNLV. And I was like, I want a tattoo. And she was like, all right. And Injun Joe, shout out. I was 16. Do you guys have, what are your anxious tics? Because I'm chewing my nails.
I pick my
nails right now.
Yeah, I pick and chew my nails.
Oh, that's like
nails.
Bobby. Do you like rip it until it bleeds?
No.
That's what Dave does.
Oh, Bobby, his thumb
Boys
is just
that.
A
it's
bloody
It's disgusting.
Thing.
What do we do? How do we fix them?
It looks
so
painful.
Sad. I know. It looks sickening.
Why don't you rub your nasty period juice all over their fingers and they
so
won't
they
do
can't.
It.
Well, then They'll Donut like, will just lick it all up.
What's the next? Hold on. Let's put on these headphones. I want another question.
Oh, wait. Esther, I would get a pussy tattooed over your mouth.
Oh my God. Mm.
And I would get, yeah, your jizz full back tattoo.
I've always wanted a giant back piece. So yes, I would actually very happily accept that.
Lizzie Jennings actually has a jizz tattoo.
Wait, what tattoo would you get?
You have to get it for me. You have to give it to me.
But I want to know. Like I'm this is a different question.
I would get I would get the Tasmanian devil.
Is there any world
where I get a serious tattoo
where the three of us one day got something that like was a little
let's
thing.
Get a $150 million Spotify deal and then I'll get a matching Here's when we get $150 million I will get matching tattoos with you guys.
I feel like 150 million is like my name, like 50 million will do matching, 20 million
50 million each.
Esther, here's what I would, the tattoos that I dream of for you. I would get a little teardrop under your eye.
Cute.
And then I would get a giant, kind of like Tupac, across your belly or your neck like the Undertaker.
Oh, I love
like
that.
Big ones right here.
Those things would work well on me because
yes.
The dynamic, the big, like, I would love a star on my eye. Is
star
that...
of David. I'll get you some numbers.
Annie. No, because Esther is Hebrew for star, so maybe like a little star here.
Esther is Hebrew for star.
Yeah.
They did it. They actually named you correctly. She's a little star.
I actually think Amanda Bynes' tattoo of her heart in her face is really cute.
It is cute. I agree. Thank you.
Okay. If we get rich enough, I will get
a face
tattoo.
I will get
a heart matching heart tattoo with you guys. I can't do the thin eyebrows though.
I don't, I think I like it.
Wait, we have to try to do that thin eyebrow thing, that trick.
Oh, the trick, yeah. There's we'll a trick a, yeah. to make your eyebrows 90s thin.
Her man's kind of cute.
Is he?
Oh, let's not get into this.
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking next to her.
This
no
is
offense.
A very...
It's a dark.
It's a dark.
Her, honestly, Amanda Bynes did a true life, like one of the MTV things back in the day where they followed her around with her grandmother in the, it was, she, they went to... Oh, a dollar store thing. Amanda Bynes was in that moment the funniest person I've ever seen in my life.
I agree.
I mean,
I never saw that.
Absolutely the funniest thing I've ever Dude. Seen. She was so funny. She had her dog over. She was like, ooh, tweaking its nipples. And it was the mommy's Dude. Got your nipples. Like she was being so unbelievably hilarious.
Here's what I think.
That I don't know what happened to her. This
Amanda
is
Bynes, genuinely, if you watch anything, she is fucking hilarious.
She's a star.
A fucking star.
She's an Esther.
Esther.
When I used to work at Equinox, she would always come in full normal clothes with like full makeup. And I was always like, that's something's going on there. That was before the public kind of knew.
Right. Yeah. The whole Amanda Bynes story is, it kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
She's the perfect Trash Tuesday guest.
I need the heart actually smaller and closer to the
Yes,
eye.
I agree. Yes.
I don't want it mid-cheek like
mid-cheek,
that.
But that's, the, you know, that was a bold choice. And I really,
and
really.
I love a
obviously,
big swing.
Obviously yeah. done by her boyfriend. It's done in the night. She woke up with that.
Sakara. You guys, I can't believe we're sponsored by them. We're
I knew you'd be excited
about
this.
About Sakara, which is like every hot girl's rite of passage, like at least once
so
in your life.
So close to Shakira, too. Favorite.
She's my favorite. So Sakara is nutritionally designed, chef-crafted breakfast, lunches, and dinners that are made with powerful plant-rich ingredients. When I need a reset, when I've been doing chaos and eating fast food and all that stuff, or I'm in a really busy time in my life where I need someone else to make the meal decisions for me, that is when I hit up Sakara. I do their plan. I did this when I was shooting Alone Together. I had it every single day. It just made my life easy. I was able to eat foods that were healthy, that made me feel good. And taking that decision factor out.
Oh my God, it takes up your whole day.
Yeah.
And also, this isn't just something that a chef put together. They have nutritionists.
Oh yeah.
That help build a menu. And you guys, this is, it for me at least, it's not always easy to consume all of the vegetables that you need in a day, all of the vitamins that you, this makes it so streamlined, so easy. They say, don't count the calories, count the colors. And with Sakara, you can definitely do that.
You literally can't count the colors because there's too many in the bowl. Like, I'm like, this is like 14 colors.
Are you being me? Are you playing my role? I'm the one that has trouble counting.
Mama. But Sakara is literally hot girl food defined. Like, this is what hot, cool girls eat. Like,
and boys, if you're trying to hit on some girls, fill up your fridge with Sakara.
Oh, that would be actually such a baller move. You guys, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order. Oh my God, you have to take advantage of this. When they go to sakara.com/trashtuesday or enter code trashtuesday at checkout. That's sakara.com/trashtuesday for 20% off your first order. It's definitely worth it for like a reset.
Hey, Trash Queens. Love the show. Super Slutty Slug here.
Yeah.
I am newly single and I'm like dating around, I'm screwing around. It's great, safely. But I'm wondering, when one of the dudes I'm seeing asks me what I'm doing on a day that I'm with a different dude I'm seeing, do I curve that with a lie or do I say I'm not doing anything? Do I say I have plans with my mom? Help, I feel weird.
I know exactly what to do. Leave it on red and don't answer for 2 days.
I think
she's not trying to date them. If you're in the middle of a date, pay attention to your date.
Oh, that is great. Leave it on
red.
That part is.
Leave it on red when you have time. I'm not saying gameplay. Leave it on red. Let them know you saw it. You're busy. You're doing other things. You're not in a committed relationship with them. You don't owe them a quick response. Mm-hmm. If you start quick responding now, you owe them a response every time.
I think that's
leave it on red. Let them know when you're not chilling and not doing anything, you write them back.
Okay, that was pretty good, actually. I was going to say, like, it kind of depends on how much you like this person. Like, do you want to be attentive and answer? But I think what you're saying is right. It's very casual. It sounds like
it's your life. It's what you're doing. It's like up to you. It's really not their business, unless they're trying to like hang out with you right away, which I don't think plans should be last minute like that. I'm anxiously attached. So that's like a big red flag for me. If people want to see me right now, that means
I think
bad news coming up.
You're both right. I think you should honor the date that you're on. You don't need to be announcing to somebody else that you're on another date. You should just, you know, leave your phone down and you can answer afterwards and check in on the person if you like them. But you're right. I mean, it should be clear that, but this is, you have to give the memo that, hey, I am dating multiple people and that you are honest about that stuff. Like, this isn't an exclusive thing. If you're clear on that, you don't owe him an explanation in that moment, no. And in fact, you don't owe him a text in that moment if you're on another date.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, do you say, like, hanging with a friend? Do you say I was
seeing a guy? No, don't even lie, because then you're just...
I don't like the dangling that you're doing things in front of people, personally. I don't... If that works for other people and that's what they want to do... I don't like, because I wouldn't want, like, when I was in, like, a more open, like, casual thing with this guy, it was, like, it didn't feel good when I knew where, even though I knew he was going places and stuff, but it's just, like, I don't need to, like, know where he, it's not my business, so why is he telling me?
Yeah.
He's telling me because he wants to get some sort of, like, reaction out of me.
And also, it's, like, have the most fun while you're single and dating. Mm. If this is causing, like, someone asking me where I am and me feeling possibly obligated to give an answer already doesn't make the dating thing fun.
Yeah. Do you know what is really coming up for me right now is that I whenever like a friend or a dating person, whatever, would ask me like, where are you? What do you, I'm like the first to be like, I'm here and I'm here. And then I'm doing this. And then like, and I've learned now mm-hmm. that that gets me into trouble mm-hmm. because then a person who is maybe a friend.
Me.
but then
they grow to demand that.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it's like now they always want to know. And now, and that's my fault because I set that mm-hmm. precedent that they get to know.
Right.
And so I think your answer, yeah,
I'm just talking about being like healthy just for myself. I would do that because I know I have a tendency to be like, and then I'm like playing games and stuff, but leave it on, like, let them know you saw it. Like you, it doesn't matter.
But if I really like someone, like, if I like you, you're gonna know.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm already, like, even if I'm on the other date, I'm probably gonna be texting in the bathroom, like,
and then
if
are you I on the really date, like but are you on the date with the other guy because you're trying to not have, like, hard feelings for this person?
I'm probably on the date with the other guy to see what my options are for a future partner. Like, don't you want to date around and see what's the best match for you? And sometimes there's just a standout person. Yeah.
There just always was for me, though. I always would, like, have a guy that I was, like, really into. And then if they were ignoring me, I would, like, try to go on dates with other guys. But it's like I never, like, wanted to be there.
Right. But you kind of have – you owe it to yourself to explore the other option anyways. But yeah,
just try to be present.
So there are no rules if you really like someone. That's I guess that's what I'll say. If that person texting you is really piquing your interest and you have the flutters in your belly, then
I would be like, ugh, I'm on a hanging out with someone boring. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and if it's someone like, and if you're afraid of like scaring someone off, if they're the right person for you, you won't scare them off. I mean, Esther is clung to Dave, clung demands day one. She moved in within moments. She moved in within minutes.
I know. I'm like,
but if Dave wasn't like your guy and you weren't his girl, he would have just been like, okay, out. See ya.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like, totally. You can't like scare off the right person.
Yes.
I think I used to have that thing where I was like, did I come on too strong or whatever? I'm seeing another Vons bag. I'm disgusted.
Pete, this is going to be a problem.
I'm horrified.
What's wrong with Vons?
Listen, here's the problem. Pete does have spina bifida. We did talk about this earlier. No. They only have a ramp at Vons. You know what I learned? I learned from my we have to start the rumor. Pete has spina
bifida. No. GoFundMe.
Okay. Oh my God, he's cured. I learned about bananas yesterday.
Oh, he got us organic though.
Okay.
Last week's episode, we were talking about soup. Did anyone else get soup?
Oh, I went and got hot pot. I immediately went, I got shit sucked out of my ass, and then I put hot pot back in.
I got hot and sour soup from Din Tai Fung in Glendale, my favorite place.
I love
it
Din Tai.
So it's actually Din Tai Dung when you go there.
You didn't get soup?
I didn't get
soup. Let's go. We got to go on a hot pot outing. There's Century City Mall has a hot pot place. Mm.
I have been
my favorite mall
waiting for a Century City Mall day.
It's my number one favorite place. We didn't know that's where we were going when we put it in. And when Todd, I was on the phone with Tim Dillon.
They have a Din Tai Fung there.
I was on the phone with Tim Dillon. We're chatting.
Another juice.
We're talking juice.
Hang on. The reason that I'm keeping half my banana here is in the event that you found a disgusting food for us and I'd like to chase it down with a banana.
All right. Maybe you'll be mad at me for this one.
I might not be allowed to eat. Right
me?
Now, I have to go get
or Annie. Oh, you bastard. What is it?
It's close to what you fear.
I might not
it better. It, the I only thing that's going to piss me off is durian.
Get my shit sucked out and I can't eat.
Oh, here it is.
But I can eat a little
is
piece.
Is it because of I like a certain animal?
Oh my God.
Oh, is it squid?
No, I'm. Can I leave?
Why? No. Not unless the camera's on your screen.
What? To have Delilah have that?
What?
What is it?
Do you like them?
Oh!
It's just the picture.
Why is it already open? Why are we getting the
No, no, no. I don't want to do... I don't...
The picture looks like a
Nobody
grown cockroach.
Nobody thought you were going to want to do this.
If you're listening, it's giant water bugs.
Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta see.
No, no, no.
That actually freaked me out.
I'm sorry.
That actually freaked me out.
I don't want to. Does it look like? Can someone tell?
Give it to me. Give me the bag.
No, I want to show you.
No.
Close your eyes.
I have.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry.
Please stop. Please put it away, and let's just go to the next segment. Please, Annie, you can't even eat today.
It makes you better. I really can't eat it. Annie, I wasn't supposed to eat the banana.
Annie, stop. Wait, stop.
But maybe you'll get used to it.
No, stop.
You guys kind of match.
I have a question. I didn't take a good look, but Annie, can you just tell me if it looks like a cockroach?
A very big one.
Hold on.
I could smell the same taste.
I'm gonna try to look at it again.
I'm literally packing my things. I'm gonna take a look. I want to go home.
I'm gonna take a look.
It's just so big.
I want to go home.
All right.
Can we just get back to something like talking about rape or
the good stuff?
Yeah.
I'll eat that at some point.
Let's unlock a new rape.
I will eat it. I will do it.
It's the resemblance. It's the resemblance.
They just were larger than I thought. I was shocked. I was taken by it.
I have asthma. I need my inhaler.
Oh my God, Kalila passes away.
Back at the Sosie Bacon episode, I remember you said what you got, Pete. I remember you said what you got with the snacks.
You bastard.
And I remembered that.
Here's how I'll eat that.
Yeah.
If you give me 5 minutes, I come back blindfolded and I do not picture what I'm eating and you just
feed it to
me.
We put the 528 hertz in your ear.
You put the binaural beats in. You put the 528 in. Just don't tell me what it is. I'm going to convince myself that it is another scorpion or another insect you brought over. With that imagery in my head, I can eat that. But if I have to look at that thing and hold what I think is a cockroach,
yeah, it's the picture.
I'll pass out.
I just want you guys to know
I've left my body. I'm not here.
I'll do it. I mean, it is the size of you, so it would be upsetting.
Thank you.
I can do it because it's mind over matter. And, you know, Survivor hasn't done it in a while, but I've seen them eat some nasty shit. And
you really were born to be friends with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
But Joe never ate the stuff.
But the fact that he was around it and like the face of it, it's just you fit right in.
I've watched some old episodes and I go, I could do it.
I like
facing my fears though. I like the feeling, the euphoria of after you're really scared. Because I am scared of that. That is large, okay? I have to admit,
it's like a steak.
But I can conquer any fear I have and then I come out feeling so much better. That's how I look at it. But I don't like the taste of bugs. Like the bugs that we've eaten, it's like, it's a stale. Do you know what I'm talking about? You can smell it.
It's just stale and salty.
It smells the same.
Stop. I'm just like.
Pete's like really worried about you.
I am.
Thank you, Pete.
Esther, are you okay?
But we also live for you to be this upset. Are you okay?
I want
to
like call my mom.
I'm fine. I've screamed at cockroaches many a time in my life.
She doesn't love you, Esther.
Annie seems fine, but
I want to get picked up.
I had to work through it. I can do it. I can do it. I'm happy that happened. I like being faced with a moment of.
It's also when you scream, then it just got bigger in my head.
I couldn't believe how big it was. I honestly just didn't expect. I was like, oh, it's going to be some little bugs.
Well, it looks like a standard giant cockroach. That's what it looks like.
Here's the thing. What would you rather eat, a dried one or a wet one?
Honestly, Annie, I'm telling you right now, I don't even want to entertain what you're saying to me because I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Your eyes are different than they've ever been. It's not anger or anything. It's like help.
I'm going to pass out. My blood pressure has really dropped, you guys.
Do you know?
She's crying.
Let's just change that subject.
Can we zoom down on this foot?
Do you know who would actually be the perfect guest for our show that fits in with us so well is Mia Khalifa.
I was just looking at her today. That's so weird.
There was this big bustle article about her rebrand.
I looked at the pictures.
And I'm like, this girl has such Trash Tuesday energy. She used to do porn and now she's just like this super cool it girl with huge tits. Like, she's funny.
Yeah, she's the tit girl.
She's silly. Like, I think that she needs to be on our show.
Okay. I think Mia Khalifa is switched the fuck on.
Yep, that's right.
Is that a Dr. Seuss tattoo?
Holy crap, that's sick.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is. Look at it.
It's the hat. Oh, the hat being tipped.
I haven't read the article yet. Oh, she's Pornhub's number one performer.
Did she get...
Because she wore a hijab, I guess, and that sent a controversy. And
I think it might be the hijabis, to be honest. I've never seen tits that big in my life.
How was the article? I haven't read it yet, but I'm excited to.
What is that?
How was the article? Did you read it?
It basically just talks about how, like, her transition, where it started, and yeah, she's a badass, you know?
She fits in here.
But now also she's blocking the creeps. Do you know what I like about that? It's like, we are all evolving, and if she wanted to get plowed out and she thought it was fine for you guys to, like, say gross things to her back then, and then she realized she actually, like, through all of this is, like, inspiring women and found all these cool people that are, like, positive and making her feel good, and she no longer accepts that in her life, that sort of, like, shitty treatment, that's awesome.
But I'm also just over the idea that you have to just be one thing your whole life.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that's the easiest way to digest who someone is, mm-hmm. because you're like, well, she did porn or did this, so that must be, you know, it's like, no, that's just one part of her, not the all of her. She has many different facets to her. Can you just allow her to be everything she wants to be? Is that okay?
Well, it's also so weird when you tell kids, like, I was thinking about this yesterday. It's so weird you're bringing this up, because I was thinking about it yesterday once. Like, you tell kids, like,
I'm not a kid. Stop.
You tell children, you tell kids, like, people tell kids, like, to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. It's mm-hmm. like, you're a million things when you grow up. You're like so many things when you grow up.
I think we're the generation. If you believe you can. We're in the generation right now of the rebrand. Anything is possible. Anyone can rebrand as anything. We're in control of our social media. We control what we put out there about ourselves. Like, brands, look at, like, brands are always redesigning their logos, hiring new faces of the company. Like, we can all do that for ourselves. And I think Mia is a perfect example of doing
I've
that.
Always thought, even before Mia, a girl like Asa Akira, who is she's one of the funniest people I've ever met. She is just so freaking bright and sound. She posted this one thing that brought me so much comfort as a young girl. If I think about my young self being with boys in a sexual way, or even today, how certain men are just not, they have a very warped idea of what sex is with a woman or how they go about it, because no one ever checked the way they consumed porn, and porn is not real life. But coming from someone like Asa Akira, this is what she said. If you aren't talking to your kids about sex because it feels too awkward and you're just hoping they are learning about it from somewhere else, don't be shocked when their first experience is inappropriate and devastating. Kids are naturally curious about their bodies and inherent urges. They are biologically wired this way. Of course, they are going to find porn. Just make sure they have context before they do, or they are going to suffer major confusion. And if your intro to sex was me sucking 11 dicks in a warehouse, that's fucked up. You deserved adequate sex ed prior. Maybe your parents didn't know any better, and maybe that's not their fault, but we must give kids the basic information they need to navigate life. Sex is part of that.
Can we put a beat behind that and make that the new sunscreen Boslerman poem?
It's so true. I think it is a parent's responsibility to say, hey, this is porn and this is real life. There is,
I know,
a very
sometimes
big distinction
they get you
there.
Before your parents get to,
I know,
sometimes you're in the closet young. Too young, Uncle Jack.
I also am so over the whole narrative of, like, once a girl fucks on camera, that's all she is. Like, fuck you. That is not true. I've been friends with Brie Olsen for the last, like, 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know,
has she been openly friends with you? Has she admitted it? Or?
She's not come forward yet with her story.
She's gonna have this
We did meet on MySpace. But I think she would be another fun person to have on the show and just talk about all the things that she's gone through and. Yeah.
Well, it's just so weird that, like, when, you know, as a comic, when I get pushback for, like, talking about sex on stage, which, by the way, literally every guy talks about, there's, like, two clean comics in the world. But, you know, just that thing that happened before that I mentioned, you know, when that guy said that to me, it's like, when you've lived a life where guys have only been trying to fuck you all the time, like, just constantly since you were a kid. Like, I remember getting hit on when I was 12 years old. Like, it's just like, you just get hit on all the time. And then like succumbed to the pressure. I fell for blue balls so many times, like literally pressured into fucking these guys. And then to have it come turn around and then you're like a grown up who I'm in a healthy relationship, totally in love, helping fucking girls feel more confident about themselves. I tell the truth. I don't allow myself to be silenced. I'm like doing well in an industry that people perceive as hard. I'm having a great time. I'm fun. I'm filled with love. I love sharing my light. I love meeting my fans. I love inspiring people. And I love just like being myself. Why is it now being turned on me that I was some sort of slut back in the day when I was had repressed childhood fucking sexual abuse, mm-hmm. when I was badgered to fuck all the time?
There's something that I wanted to
it's like, what the hell? What do you want? Go away. You're not my people. Don't comment on me. Goodbye. Or if you do, it's nothing. But you know what I mean? It's like, now I'm a hoe.
Yeah.
You begged me to take my pants off. And now I'm a hoe. Now that I'm in love in a monogamous relationship, spreading joy, now I'm a hoe.
My most favorite quotes, because I lean in to my sexual escapades. Mm-hmm. There's no shame. There's nothing you can say that will ever, ever penetrate my skin when it comes to sex. I've done it all. I've sucked it all. I've fucked it all.
Yes, bitch.
And
not all of it. She's right here. She's begging for it.
I love that part of me. I love that part of me now because I've obviously dealt with my sexual trauma. It wasn't always positive. Yeah. But this girl, I heard it on TikTok, but she said, God gives his hardest battles to his strongest whores. And I'm a strong whore. I like to think of myself as one of those strongest whores. Yes. So you can attempt all you want. You are never going to ever effectively shame someone like me. Never. There's nothing you can do.
All right. I got one more question here.
Hi, my name is Maria. I'm a sit-down comedian from Seattle, 5'1", half Filipino, so I might actually be the love child of all three of you. My question for you is, what frozen food item are you? I myself am leftover spaghetti in an ice cream tub, back of the freezer.
Whoa.
So good. Leftover spaghetti in an ice cream tub is very Filipino.
That is. Frozen food are you?
I think I know what I am.
What?
Well, you guys can start because I have options.
Okay, I actually know exactly what I am because it's the thing that I've been eating the most for the last 15 years. It's Amy's frozen enchiladas. It comes with one enchilada. It's vegan and gluten-free. A side of rice, a side of beans. It's like 400 calories. It's healthy. It's simple. It's basic as fuck. It does the job. It's consistent. That's what I want to be. So
I'm a green chili pozole soup that from the Cowgirl, my old restaurant in Santa Fe, the old restaurant I worked at. A seasonal item that is delicious, but just frozen in the back and just very warmed up. And I'm only eaten out of a red Coke tumbler from the restaurant. Extra salted.
I'm hungry.
Soup. I'm a soup.
I have two options. Either just a frozen banana that you keep forgetting to use for your banana bread.
Mm-hmm.
Or I swear by these. I eat them all the time. They're the Trader Joe's Thai chili patties. They're plant-based. They're my most favorite thing to eat. I put it underneath my eggs in the morning. Everyone go try it.
Okay.
I'm actually Rocky Road ice cream. Let's be real. It's a Rocky Road. Sometimes it's sweet and sometimes you break your tooth.
Wait, I want to be cookies and cream ice cream.
Ew, not with that voice.
Why?
Ew, don't do a cookies and cream voice.
Cookies and cream? Or cookie dough?
What is your favorite
ice
cream?
I'll give you cookie dough.
Cookie dough or cookies and cream. Ugh, so good. Like literally I'm going places mentally just thinking and talking about it. Like I need quiet time.
Yeah.
I'm in chocolate chip till death.
Oh, that's Dave's. You guys have one thing in common, finally.
No, we both find me hilarious. We both like that one joke we laughed at.
What's your ice cream flavor?
Do you guys know what ube is?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but delicious. A certain brand. So it's either Selecta or Magnolia ube ice cream. Mm. That's what I just cannot. I mean, tubs and tubs of it. I don't even put it on a bowl, in a bowl. I just eat it out of the tub.
Dude, back in the day, Trader Joe's used to have a green tea gelato that they discontinued it, and I couldn't believe they were, because I was buying so much of it. I was like, there's no way that this is not making money. I would eat a whole thing of it every day.
I used to go to Pinkberry and I would get the green tea flavor and sit there and eat it by myself. And that was like my main course. And then I would get a dessert flavor. And like, I would eat two Pinkberries.
I know, green tea, you're like, it's just a before dinner.
Yeah, that's not a dessert. It's
aperitif.
Oh my gosh. You guys, thank you so much for listening to this chaotic shit show train wreck of a hit podcast.
Esther, you always have ants coming out of your bag.
It's not me. It's here, because I leave home and it's here. It's not me.
Have you ever had one crawl out of your cookie? Your cookies and cream. Ew, you are cookies and cream.
Thank you.
Cookies and cream pie.
You guys, as always, please like this video, subscribe to our channel. We're trying to get to 200K, and share it with a friend. We're trying to grow, because you know what? The guys in comedy really don't like that we're here, but we're not going away. So, and that is a threat.
Bye, guys.
Fear us.